has nothing to do with the fact that you'd be toast if you touched me, right?" The glare Medea cast at her should have been lethal. Jericho didn't speak as they followed Medea into an empty office. Decorated in dark golds and burgundy, it was obviously designed to intimidate. Not that it worked on him. There wasn't much that intimidated him. Or more to the point, there was nothing that intimidated him. Medea paused in the doorway.
"Wait here. I'll get her."
She shut the door and locked it, which seemed ridiculous given the fact that they could pop out of here at any minute. But far be it from him to point out the obvious. As soon as they were alone, he faced Tori.
"I take it Zephyra is her mother?"
She nodded.
"You think we stand a chance with this?"
Tori shrugged as she looked around.
"We won't know until we talk to her. I think she might, and I use that word with all applicable optimism, help us."
"Help you do what?"
Tori snapped around to see Zephyra, who had flashed herself into the room behind Stryker's desk. Tori frowned intently at the demoness.
"You're looking rather tan for a nocturnal creature."
Zephyra ignored her. Almost identical in looks to Medea, she was unbelievably beautiful, with lush curves that were heightened by her tight black dress.
"Have you a point to this visit, or should I just kill you now and start a war?"
She looked past Tori to Jericho.
"And I really resent your bringing a god into my domain."
Jericho winked at her, which only seemed to make her angrier. Unable to see his gesture, Tori smiled.
"You know I wouldn't do it without a really good reason, and that is, we need Jared."
Zephyra laughed incredulously, then sobered so fast he wondered if he hadn't hallucinated the laugh.
"You're wasting my time. Get out."
Damn, she was a surly bitch. It made him wonder how Stryker tolerated her.
"Oh, come on," Tori said. "It's not like you're using him for anything. Really, what is he doing right now?" "One thing he's not doing is pissing me off, which is more than I can say for you."
"Children,"
Jericho said, stepping forward.
"Let's try this again. We have a Galu problem. Led by Noir and Azura, they are planning to convert Onoroi and Skotai into Galu so they can attack unfettered in our dreams. When that happens, no one is going to be safe. No one,"
he reiterated coldly.
"And by that I mean you. Since the Galu are just as likely to eat a daemon as they are a human, you might want to think about it."
Zephyra narrowed her gaze threateningly.
"And people in hell want ice water. Something they are a lot more likely to get than you are my Jared."
Jericho clenched his teeth to control the urge he had to shake the stubborn woman.
"We're up against Noir and Azura. Have you any idea how bloody this is going to get?"
Zephyra didn't speak.
"What do you want in exchange for him?" Tori tried. "There's nothing you have."
Suddenly a loud crash sounded from outside the room. Zephyra went rushing past them to throw open the door that was opposite of the one they had come in through. Jericho's eyes widened as he saw a daemon in the center of a large hall. Only he wasn't a daemon any longer. He had the milky eyes and skin tone of an infected Galu victim. The other daemons were backing off, giving him space. He would lunge and they would run. That was the beauty of the Galu. Not only could they turn people into zombies, their zombies could make more zombies. If they were ever loose, they could kill everyone in no time. Jericho looked at Zephyra.
"You were saying?"
She exposed her fangs at him and hissed.
"You brought him here?"
"Hell no. From what I understand, the Galu have a score to settle with you guys on their own."
"You have no idea."
She grabbed a sword from the wall and headed after the daemon. Jericho was extremely impressed as she rushed into the fray. The daemon Galu went for her. She ducked his arms, spun, and in one clean stroke severed his head from his body. Without stopping her flow, she held the sword out to another daemon.
"Clean that up, Davin, and tell Stryker we have a problem."
"I noticed."
Jericho's attention went to the extremely tall, dark-haired man who joined them. From the commanding air and deadly aura, he would guess him to be Stryker. Stryker looked down at the corpse on the floor and sighed angrily.
"What are the damn Galu doing now?"
Jericho answered before Zephra had a chance.
"They're uniting with Yonaroi and Skotai to attack us in our sleep."
Stryker cursed foully.
"I should have killed the Galu when I had the chance."
Zephra gave him a knowing smile. "Oh, baby, think of the mistake that would have been."
"What mistake?"
Tori asked. Zephra crossed her arms over her chest.
"I think we need to corral the Galu. What exactly did you have in mind with Jared?"
Tori moved forward.
"Is he immune to them?"
"He's immune to most everything." Jericho was glad to hear that.
"Good. Our plan is to liberate the Yonaroi and Skotai from Noir."
"What if they're already infected?"
Stryker asked. Jericho didn't hesitate.
"We kill them."
Stryker smiled.